Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the National Sunflower Association had their 2020 research forum last week. There was also an update on the 2019 sunflower crop. John Sandbachen of the National Sunflower Association talked with Mick Kerr on Farm Talk.
This is always a great event. I always try to get there, but I was a little out of commission last week, and I understand you had some great research requests. What were the categories they were in?
Well, you know, most of our research is focused in four main areas, and that's on the disease side of things, insects, weed control, and then obviously agronomic practices. And so, you know, we've got some really good projects coming out, especially on the disease side, to look at things. Been making a lot of progress here in just the last couple of years, and I think that producers are going to see some, you know, more improved hybrids, and then obviously some new products that they're going to be able to use, some fungicides that are going to help out on the disease side of things.
Super. This year, or those fungicides, as all those products, they take a while? Are they here soon, or will it be a while?
Well, you know, some of the fungicides are going to be available in early 2021, the way it looks right now. We're going to, you know, it takes a while to get through the process, but it's something that, you know, we're on top of, and we're trying to make sure it moves forward.
Are these fungicides totally groundbreaking new chemistry, or is it something just kind of modified a bit?
No, actually, it's brand new chemistry, and it's one of those things that we're really excited, and that is what we've been looking for is, you know, for the more severe diseases, like whether it be sclerotinia or phymopsis, is to find a disease, or should say a fungicide, that will translocate within the plant, and we've not had that. And there's a couple new products that are going to be coming out that are going to have that ability, and that's why we're really excited about that.
Super. All right. Well, it was your 42nd annual research forum. Man, this has been going on for a long time.
Well, you know, definitely. It's something that we've always, you know, most of our checkoff dollars roll into research. That's our highest priority, to make sure that the crop is profitable and find ways to make it easier to grow and obviously more profitable for producers. So, you know, it's a very high priority for us, and we've just had a great turnout each year, and it's sort of like the rallying point for all researchers on sunflowers, whether you're from North Dakota State, South Dakota, Texas, Nebraska, Colorado. They come from all across the country to share knowledge and talk about the different research that's being done.
So you had research proposals totaling $345,000. That's a lot of change. How many will get approved, and when will they get approval?
Well, you know, there's a lot of good projects this year, and I would be not surprised if not every single one of them gets approved, and that'll be at our board meeting in February toward the end of the month. And, you know, we always want to get it done so the producers and the researchers can get rolling right away in the spring, and there's some very good projects that we're really excited about.
Excellent. All right. You mentioned the word in the previous comment, profitability. Sunflowers were pretty profitable for guys in 2019.
You know, definitely. You know, we actually, it's been kind of a peculiar year, and that is normally we have a lot of harvest pressure, you know, that October-November time frame into December. And this year, obviously, with the slower harvest that we had, we really didn't see any harvest pressure. And in fact, when you look at nearby prices, they're up about $2 to $2.50 a hundredweight since harvest began. And just a sign of that slower seed delivery to the plants and the market hungry for seeds. So it's just been just a very positive trend for prices.
Again, that's John Sandbachen of the National Sunflower Association. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.